The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 1071. Did you miss the other part of the show? Well, you can listen to it on our podcast. You can download it every day. Just subscribe to it. Then it'll just get into your feed and then you can listen to it, right?
Absolutely.
I sometimes don't recognize myself. And one of those places would be our work parking lot.
Why is that? What's going on?
For some reason, I acknowledge on the road as I'm driving, like, oh, okay, these people are racing each other, or like, I'm very careful driver, and I'm always shocked, like, oh my god, those people are so mad, they're so mad at me, like, everyone's so full of rage.
Okay.
And then
road rage is a thing.
Then I turn into our parking lot at work and I am full of rage. Okay, I don't act out on it, but
what is causing you rage in our parking lot, which is, by the way, the like least eventful parking lot that I've ever been in?
Yeah, well, this time of day is different. Then I don't know if you noticed, but I used to come in earlier.
Yeah.
And there were plenty of spaces.
Oh, so you're struggling with the reality that you have to share.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. I'm like,
this is very telling.
People are coming in and they're creeping around and they're creeping around.
Creeping around? No, they're parking. It's what we do.
They're creeping around in their cars. And you guys have heard me many times. It's like, oh, God.
Yeah, you like to biatch about this.
I am like.
From the beginning, by the way, of your joining this time slot, you have out of the side of your mouth said several times, you've told tales about how difficult it is to park in the parking lot. Which, by the way, for those of us who've been doing it for 12 years. It's just a parking lot.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I get very
mad. What's wrong with you is that you don't have carte blanche to park wherever you want.
That's true. I'm such a brat. So, yeah, so I get really mad whenever I see someone pulling into a space that I was going to take, or they've just beat me to it. And I'm like, oh, okay, great.
I do understand that impulse because I too, but I don't think there's anything about this parking lot is my point. Like, I think we all have a lizard parking brain.
Yes.
Or just driving. Whenever behind a wheel, we become like some sort of lizard creature.
Yeah.
And because I notice it too. In fact, you were giving an example, a scenario in our parking lot that I can relate to, which is that there are two ways into the parking lot.
Yeah.
Okay. There is what is that? An east entrance and a north entrance, let's say.
Yeah.
The east entrance is the one I usually come in on. Well, if you're pulling in around the corner, just as somebody is coming in from the north entrance, it becomes a battle.
Mm-hmm.
Because at about this time of day, there are limited spots available. And by that, I mean when we're coming in between 8 and 9, usually. There are going to be a few spots, maybe, but not a lot. And so the minute you see another vehicle, like, swimming in the ocean...
You're like, ooh, they went down that other aisle and we're going to meet up with each other.
And you're
in
like,
the middle
ooh, I got to hoof it to the other end, but I can't go fast because I don't want to take out Brooke.
Right.
As she's
just
walking in.
And then
or
I'm
Mike.
Like, oh,
I mean,
great.
Several times Mike will be walking in front of my vehicle.
Yeah.
And I want to step on the gas, but not because of Mike, but because I know that I've got limited time to get to the spot. So I'm assuming that's the kind of thing that's driving you nuts.
Yes. So I am. And then I'm like, if they do get the spot and it was the last one, I hate them.
Okay.
And then I drive by and I realize, oh my God, it's just Pat, our video guy.
Yeah.
I don't hate Pat.
And you let it go. That's
I'm like, oh God, it's just, even if I don't know them, I'm like, they're just trying to get into work.
Have you slashed anyone's tires?
No.
Have you dinged anyone's door?
Just keyed their car. That's all.
All right. That's, look,
but why is it such a big deal as far as how far I walk? If I have to go down to the secondary parking and walk up the stairs, I'm extremely irritated.
Yeah.
And it's probably closer than some of the places.
Oh, it is, because I told you this. Like, there is a lower spot. People don't understand what we're talking about, but there is like a second tier parking area that's beyond the gate, but it is closer in many cases to the far spots within the gate.
If you're talking about how many steps you take.
So if you're talking about the distance between you and your workplace, it's actually quicker, but it's outside the gate, which
and
is, I think, mentally is driving you up a wall.
You know what I did today? I don't know what that is.
What did you
is.
Do today?
Today, I had to park below.
Yeah.
Because two times as I was driving around, somebody got parking spaces. I had to park below. I walked up and... there was a place open up front.
Oh, as you were walking.
Do you, Do you think I did not walk back to my car and drive up and get that space? I did.
Well, that is maniacal because,
and it's
Mike,
weird.
That's dangerous.
That's also dangerous because...
Why?
Because there's a good chance someone's going to be in there before you get up to it.
I know, and then I'd be more enraged.
Because what they don't understand is you have to sit there and wait for the gate to open,
yeah,
which is slower than
the
molasses.
The north gate is slower than the other gate.
And I've lost my sticker, so I have the old card, and so I have to go on the wrong side to open the gate.
Oh.
And then I have to wait for the whole gate to open. And then what will often happen is somebody whizzes by me because... The gate is fully open on and one lane, and they'll cut through.
I'm going to cut them for you.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to cut them for you. What are you talking about? So you have opened the gate with your manual key card.
Well,
and
yes.
They go
remember how we had those
you?
Cards, mm-hmm. and you had to be on the wrong side to get it to open because the sensor was there, which is why they gave us those stickers.
Or if you're Steve Patterson, you just use the clip.
Or you get out and you start.
Clip. He just used a plastic clip, remember? Thinking that's what the card is.
He got out. There was like, there
was like,
a
I can't
camera.
Get this to work.
I know. That was amazing.
But yeah, so then it'll open while I'm waiting for the full gate to open. It's open enough that somebody can whiz by me.
That's absolutely
and then they'll take
unacceptable.
My spot.
That's unacceptable. How dare they?
I don't care.
Oh, I do. How dare they?
I'm glad you do, though.
I mean, we need a parking lot monitor.
Are you signing yourself up?
I always have regret whenever I hate somebody for 5 seconds, and then I realize when they get out of their car, it's just like Karen from accounting.
Well,
you know?
I mean,
are
you struggling with the behavior or the realization of the behavior?
The realization.
Like the fact that you are Karen or accepting that you're Karen?
So this is a real stress for me, and I'm legitimately saying I get really... So I tried to solve my own problem by just saying, Dawn, just get here at 8:30 and there are plenty of spaces. But then I'll fiddle around at home and I'm like, oh, I'm going to...
So, Mike...
I'm going to make myself some cheese and crackers.
Can I suggest something else?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I'm very much about managing my stressors. Like, that's my big thing.
Too.
I try
me
very
too.
Much to know what bothers me, and then I don't allow anyone to do that to me.
Yeah.
I know you're saying you have to leave by 8:30, or you could just make the decision that I made a long time ago, unless I'm coming very early... I'm just going to park in that far lot and I'm going to walk a little bit further every day. And as long as you just take that mentality, you'll never be worried about it.
I know.
You're never going to be frustrated with anybody.
You just
it's
have
very
submitted.
Simple.
You're just submitting to the fact that
submitting
you're lower.
To what?
He's
to his own happiness?
The lower level.
I'll happily take the lower level because there's always a spot there waiting for me and I never have to worry about my blood pressure.
While you're having an aneurysm in the parking lot
he's
and I've had to.
Up there.
Because here's the other thing the listener doesn't know. Yep. There was a time when I stole her parking lot. So
he did it.
I didn't steal it. It was just by the luck of the draw, I was in first.
Mm-hmm.
I came around and got the last spot. And I saw her behind me and I was like, ooh, I can feel that. And
she
didn't know it was me. She thought I was some lady. She was like, no, there was an old
she
lady.
Flipped you the bird.
I go, I saw you this morning because I got in before you and you're like, no, you didn't. And I'm like, yeah, no, I pulled out in
I
front of you.
I saw you behind me.
And you're like, no, there was some lady. And I was like, well, that was me in my Mazda. And apparently I look like some lady that you were having death stares with. Because I just caught a whiff of stink eye out of as she was turning.
You know, what's weird is that, like, I don't do this at Target. I park far away from cars.
So what is it about here?
I don't know.
It's not that hard to walk from the bottom lot. It's actually nice.
I will say to Mike's point.
It's nice.
It is.
Don't try to tell me it's nice.
He's more evolved than we are.
Yeah.
Because I will just do circles.
Me too.
I will do laps.
Like, she looks, Brandy looks like
I'll
she's
come back
leaving
around.
From TV.
Oh, yeah. And I will slow roll behind people.
Me too.
Until they give me that look. They turn around like, don't worry, I'm going to my spot.
Yeah.
And I will sit there and wait. And if they have to check their phone, I don't care.
Oh, yeah, they'll sit there forever just to spite you. Oh.
I don't care.
We'll work on this.
All right.
Or I will anyway.
You know, I'm just saying we got to be careful when we're coming to and from our parking spots because Dawn might be around the corner.
I need one of those sticks. That you're talking about a snore stick.
A parking stick. A parking stick. You'd be like, tap, tap.
Basically just something on the front of my car that bumps them.
All right. When we come back again, we solve no problems, but we had fun in the process. When we come back, Johnny Depp bought an Italian castle, and Dawn thinks it's douchey.
A lot of feelings apparently, today.
I was going to say, on the schedule today is a lot of Dawn not having other people. Yeah, we'll tell you about it when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.
It's Dawn McClain here with Mike Marcotte from Twin Cities Live and Minnesota Live. You joined the Livia program like I did. Uh-huh. Do you remember what made you join Livia?
Oh my gosh. Well, I was at the heaviest weight in my entire life. Yeah. And with my partner, he has two kids. And so I just wanted to take them up the stairs at night and not have to pant and be winded when I got to the top. And so that was my motivation to join Livia.
Was there anything surprising about the Livia program?
It's so positive. There's not a single person in the Livia office in Roseville, but they're so positive in every aspect of this journey.
And have you reached your goal?
I have reached my goal, and we actually extended it. So I'm down over 30 pounds, and I'm looking to lose more.
Join Livia today and get your first 8 weeks free. Visit Livia.com. That's L-I-V-E-A.com. Or call 855-GO-LIVIA. And Livia is now offering GLP-1 medications. Quiet the food noise and see accelerated results by summer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Dawn McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Welcome back. The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. My Talk 107.1. Celebrities sometimes do things that make me cringe, especially if they're in Europe and they think they want to own the joint. Johnny Depp.
Not that she's got an opinion about it, Mike. Jeez.
I feel like, you know, the reverence that I have and most people probably have for, like, old world Europe is a real thing. Like, to preserve things that have been there for a very, very long time. And I cringe whenever American celebrities buy up properties. Like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was douchey.
Why, you
too.
Think that's somehow, like, I don't know, besmirching the character of these hallowed places?
It is. Okay. I don't know. Fine. So this is the story. He, as you know, is eccentric, like Nicolas Cage. And he buys a lot
Minus
of different
the fish,
properties.
That's a different story.
Well, right? Who knows what he's into? Johnny Depp, come on.
She gets real defensive of Nicolas Cage, Mike.
I know. She likes him a lot.
I do like Nicolas Cage. Anyway. I don't want to believe that rumor.
I know.
So Johnny Depp, he recently toured a castle in this small town in Italy. It has like 3,000 people that live there.
Okay.
Now, this castle is that he's considering buying. It's valued at $4 million. Mm. Now, reports say, I mean, this is like the jewel of their town, I'm sure. And they have suggested that the townspeople aren't thrilled with the notion of having Johnny Depp move into their castle that's been there forever and ever.
Yeah. They would rather it just said derelict.
I don't know about that, but, you know, maybe turn it into something that people can tour, and it's part of the town, like it's owned by the town, and then they could make money off of tours.
I will
like
say
that.
If he were to dress up like Dracula or something, I'd be all about that. That'd be fun.
Oh,
I could do a tour, the Johnny Depp castle tour. All right, so we don't think the locals are excited.
No, even the mayor has said that he doesn't want him to move in. Renzo Galletto told the Post that he's not the best person to move in and would likely cause more harm than good, especially economically.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's gone under a lot of restoration over the years. it's a site of community interest, he says, and they're keeping a watchful eye over the property. If Johnny bought it, he wouldn't be a burden anyway. That's what the TMZ is saying. But, you know, people just, I can understand why people wouldn't want an American celebrity to come into their very old Italian town and buy a castle.
Do you just want to buy this castle?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I wish I could.
I'm like,
but,
where are we really going with this?
Well, I would, because I love old, I mean.
Because how many times have we looked at something like this and been like, oh my God, I want to live here.
Wow.
I would totally live in a castle. And I feel like, because, like, think about, and this is totally my, whatever, I'm an American. Like, it's just sitting there. Why aren't the Europeans buying it up and refurbishing it?
No kidding. Right? Like, well, I wonder. They don't want to live in that small Italian
town.
Plus,
think about Americans love castles.
Yeah, we do, because we don't have any.
Because we don't have them, generally,
yeah. And we're
right?
like, well, we want everything.
And you could have a moat. And I just feel like we would take real good care of it. I'm not saying Johnny Depp. He doesn't need it.
Yeah.
But well, I think if we bought it, I think the town would be very happy.
Yeah, but then we would have to... Are you learning Italian?
I can.
Okay. Really easily, probably.
Yeah, because... Yeah. No, I mean, it's...
Well, I mean, you're really good with languages.
Italian is supposed to be one of the easier romance languages to learn.
Well, it's very similar to Spanish, I've noticed.
And I'm on lesson three of French, so that's basically the same as Italian.
Oh, my gosh.
And I did watch a video on Italian food last night.
You did? Perfect.
Yeah.
I think if we did buy
totally
this...
Totally qualified.
We wouldn't have to, you know, we could still do the show and you could live on one side and
I could
live on the other.
They would totally let us broadcast live from an Italian castle.
I just have to pretend to be Italian.
Well, also, I can't say Italian, and Mike, you can't either.
Italian?
No.
Well,
because if we
it?
Were to go to Italy and we said, buongiorno, we're buying this Italian castle, they're going to be like, no, signore.
So I think the rule is you just have to pretend to be somebody who's actually from there. And maybe people will find out on the deed or through the records that you're actually not Italian. But then you can just deny it like every other celebrity.
We'll just put on our like Chef Boyardee outfits.
And yes, yes.
That won't draw any attention.
Oh, gosh. Johnny Depp. I mean, I thought that he was on the brink of ruin. Remember?
No, he's not. Remember, I mean, he got all that...
he had to sell his island.
She was on the brink of ruin.
Oh. Amber?
Yeah. Remember, Amber Heard is the one that had to, like, actually, now that I think about it, he doesn't want to move to Italy because isn't that where she is? They can't be in the same country.
She is.
Because didn't she go live with some Italian lady?
I thought, isn't she in Elon's... place?
I think she's familiar.
In Elon Musk's Italian
See,
villa.
That's fine. You can just
she no way.
She and they're very close. They used to date, right?
Yeah.
They sort of reconnected after all this falderol.
Mm-hmm.
Because when a person becomes socially unacceptable, Elon Musk shows up and gives them a great big hug and he says, "Welcome to the family."
Yeah.
Because remember, she was roundly criticized by and I think somewhat unfairly, but in terms of the media anyway, she was really
sort
of raked over the coals.
That's totally true.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of talk like he earned almost like $70 million just for one film in Hollywood. And like this article that I found here is like, where did all of Johnny Depp's money go?
Well, remember, he had that fight with his manager over money. Like he lost a lot. But I think he has since gotten a fair amount. Yes, Mike?
Spain, I believe, is where she's at. She's in Spain.
España. Okay.
That's Italy. That's a different country.
It is. Yes. Yes,
so
it is.
They have enough distance between them. Okay.
But he's purchased like islands and yachts and just...
That's right. He's got an island,
other
right?
things. Yeah. And we're like, you better sell that island for all these legal fees.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well... $4 million Italian castle, probably not the most expensive thing. Actually, $4 million seems like a steal. For
I
a
know,
castle.
It's ridiculous.
And it's a big ass castle. We're
this
not talking
huge.
Like a tiny little, like this is, it's got a, it's not a moat, but what would you call that?
I mean, it's up
ramparts?
On the top of a hill.
Yeah.
But ramparts. It's got like those are ramparts, right?
Big walls.
Yeah. So we need to find out more about this castle.
I want to see up close.
I want to know who are the descendants of the owners of the castle? How did they screw things up in their life to where they don't own this?
Well,
I mean, who's the lord and lady of the land?
That's a good question. These are all great questions. We should call Renzo Galletto.
Renzo Galletto.
The town's mayor.
Yeah.
And also, how cool to just be the mayor of a town that's got a big old castle. See, that's in America. We just, every time we just roll up to any place older than us, we're just like, whoa.
Yeah.
The rest of the world's like, no big deal.
Yeah, all that was built in 1900. Big deal.
Hey, when we come back, I had a very awkward conversation with Jamie last night about my birthday, and I think I'm weird, so that's great. Okay. I'll tell you why when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1. Bradley, your birthday is coming up.
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
Did you write it down?
It's coming up. I know when it is.
Okay.
It's coming.
So got a few shopping days, kids.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I don't want anything for my birthday other than your love and affection.
Okay. Now, you had a discussion about your birthday.
I did last night, and Jamie asked what I wanted for my birthday.
Yeah.
And I told him, and he looked at me like I had three heads.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, what am I miscommunicating here? So, I don't usually do anything special for my birthday. Like, I can remember the last time I had a party or something like that. It was for my 40th, and...
Yeah.
You know, so like event milestone birthday, sure.
Yeah.
But typically it's like we go out to dinner, cake, something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year I wanted to go out to dinner, but I don't want to go out to dinner on my birthday.
And why is that?
I want to go out to dinner on a Saturday.
Okay.
Because Saturday is going out to dinner time.
Yeah, and everybody else thinks so too.
And so I said, I want to go to this place for dinner,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want to go on my birthday. And he just looked at me like, what? He's like, we've been together for 15 years. We've never done that. I'm pretty sure we have done that, but whatever. I just let him have his moment. And I was like, is that really that weird? Like, do other people? Because here's what I want. Here's what I really want on my birthday.
Okay.
Cake.
Yeah.
That's all. So like, I want to come to work. I'm because there's also this guy at work or at the gym who talks about how you should take your birthday off from work. And I'm like, no, I'm not taking my birthday off.
God, I don't know how many vacation days this guy has.
Exactly. I'm not wasting a birth. I mean, it wouldn't be a waste, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not taking my birthday off. I just want to go home. And after, work in the gym, I want to sit down with Jamie and my dog and have a piece of cake. I'm good. And then on Saturday, let's go out to eat.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too weird because your birthday is on a weeknight.
Yeah. Do you guys do stuff on your actual birthday or have you also put it off on the weekend?
Oh, yeah, it moves around for sure.
I'm definitely a weekend celebrator. Yeah.
Okay. So you get it.
I totally get it.
Like, even if your birthday doesn't fall mm-hmm. on a date, I am not like wedded. He's very, like, he's the kind of person that is very wedded to, like, it's this day. We have to do something special on the day.
Mm.
I am not wedded to a day. So, like, even if it was our anniversary.
Yeah.
Like, and look, that's a little different as far as I'm concerned. But, like, so we make the effort to actually do something on our anniversary. But our anniversary is usually always, anyway. I kind of get that, but like, I'm not as wedded to an actual date as long as we're like honoring the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. What is your perspective on like during the week you have a different lifestyle than he does?
During
I think.
The week.
Like you go into work, right?
No, he goes to work.
He does? Does he go into work?
Yep.
Okay, I thought he worked from home.
No, he did during the pandemic.
Okay, all right. So during your day, do you feel like you don't, like when you get home, you just want to chill out?
Yeah.
You don't want to have to engage with people?
Well, by the time I get home, I want to have dinner.
Uh-huh.
I want to sit on the couch and have my decaf coffee with my dog and Jamie and I watch a program. And then we go to bed. What, Mrs. Butterworth?
I don't know. It's some old lady.
Yeah, no, I'm an old lady.
Yeah,
100%.
Me too. Yeah, I think so.
I like to get in my jammies. I like mm-hmm. to make dinner, and then I like to clean up, have my decaf coffee.
You don't like to clean up?
Oh, I do.
You do like it?
I have to.
Wouldn't
because
it be
otherwise,
great if someone else did?
Well, yeah, of course. But I'm saying that's not happening. So I've got to get like that's just the routine. Yeah. It's like I get up from the table. I put the dishes in the thing. He does the dishes, puts them in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting very specific right now. But that's my point is like, that's my happy place.
Yes.
So on my birthday, I just want to have my happy place. The idea of being out late.
Yeah.
On a weeknight. God, I sound 1,000 years old.
I have the same conversations, though, so I totally get you.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like to do things on weeknights. I don't know what that is, but Mike, what about you?
And you get to celebrate twice. That's the beauty of it, because you're going to get all the texts. You're going to get all the messages. You're going to get all the excitement. Like, this is my birthday.
Yeah!
Everyone celebrate
me.
Extend
the party!
And then on Saturday, you get to go have the real party and have a lot of fun.
Come
through. And have even more cake.
Right.
So there you go. That's what it's all about.
Thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Two cakes.
So I'm just selfish. It's fine.
No, it's
totally fine. It's all about me. Okay, good. I'm not...
You're not crazy.
No, I didn't think I was crazy. I knew that, like... I didn't, first of all, I just didn't think it was that big of a deal, but he gets really like, why would we do that? It's your birthday. You sure you don't want to go out on your birthday?
And sounds like he really wanted to go on
your
birthday.
Of course he does. Of course.
Yeah. Well.
But he also doesn't have that barrier. He will go to a concert and have no problem.
Oh,
I will have to talk myself into that concert for 6 months.
It doesn't matter what it is. I don't want to do it when it comes to the time of doing it on a weeknight or even the weekend.
Yeah. So maybe I just need to practice doing that.
Oh, doing
because I also don't
want
to be a prisoner to routine.
I know. This is like, you probably want to do new things as well.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, I could go do this cooking class on a weeknight. But your brain says, like, it's a weeknight. I need to be in my pajamas immediately.
And where's my decaf coffee?
That's right.
My instant decaf coffee. I found a really good instant decaf coffee.
What is it?
Mount Hagen, it's called.
Oh,
I got it on Amazon. It's really good, though.
Oh, you told me about this.
Yeah.
You were going to tell me about that and some sugar-free pudding.
What?
Oh, my God. We sound so old.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
So
you're like, I got some really good sugar-free pudding. We are.
Because she was like, I need some pudding. And I was like, I got a really good sugar-free pudding that I like to eat. Dawn is also wearing a blanket right now.
That's because it's cold.
It is not cold. I am like hot up in here.
I like air conditioner with a blanket. So that's what I'm doing right now. This is Donna's blanket. She feels the same. It's actually a shawl.
That doesn't make it any better. You're still wearing a blanket.
Let's get back to your birthday.
No, we don't have to get back to my birthday. The going out like for your birthday, do you actually do something on your birthday?
It just depends. I mean, I would, if it's in during a weeknight, I wouldn't want to.
Did you last year?
Last year I was at a cabin and took some time off.
On your actual birthday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
in
wait,
October.
Wasn't that that? Okay. Yeah.
You guys made a video for me that's MC
right.
put
oh,
together.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yes. It was my actual birthday.
Well, and that was a milestone, perhaps.
Definitely. Yeah.
Mike?
Now that I say this, last year was a unique situation. I did take my day off. Because last year, it just so happened the Vikings were playing a Monday night football game. It was a Monday.
I remember.
And
that.
I was like, hey, I want to watch Killers of the Flower Moon, and I want to go to the Minnesota Vikings game. This is all I want to do.
He did, like, that's doing stuff.
He did the ultimate birthday day.
I did the ultimate birthday
day. Like, he did daytime stuff.
Oh, God.
That's even...
And nighttime stuff. We didn't get out of the stadium until,
nighttime.
Like, 10:45, 11 o'clock.
I think I just need to... get one of them snore sticks and poke it at myself.
Yeah. No, I think that we're one in the same when it comes to like after we, maybe it's the nature of doing this job because I don't know if you've noticed guys, but even if we don't want to, we have to talk for 3 hours.
What?
And then once you're done with that,
I
acknowledge like doing other jobs that are physically demanding and everything and more high stress. I am not saying anything about that, but this is also exhausting at times, and so you want a mental break where you just watch entertainment in your home with nobody to please.
Usually what will happen is I'm just kind of like that in general because we'll go on vacation and I don't talk. I just like to stare at things.
Mm-hmm.
I love to listen. Oh my God.
Me too.
I love to be around people who like to talk because then I can just sit back and observe. But I also think it's that, like, after about, what, 40? Maybe it was like 42 or something. I just really stopped planning weeknight events. And I feel like that muscle has atrophied. Like, there is just this, like, tiny little nubbin.
You would not believe the discussions we've had about just, like, planning, like, Friday nights for me, I don't want to do anything.
I get so angry when he plans a Friday night event.
Me too!
And I'm like, why did you do Friday?
I am so tired.
I also like to get up really early on Saturday morning, which is part of the problem.
Yeah.
But,
well, yeah, so, you know, that's your Saturday routine.
That's great. We sound really fun at parties.
Yeah.
Mike is clearly living his best life, though.
Yeah.
And that was unique. This year is going to be a Wednesday, and there's no way I'm going and doing anything Wednesday.
Well, are you going to work?
Yeah, for okay, sure. So I'll work, sure, and we'll go have a fun on the weekend.
Cake or something for you.
Yeah.
I just think, you've, like, you have to at least, as long as you had cake on your birthday, you have succeeded in life.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't want cake, you should still have it.
Yeah, right, definitely. And do you have to have ice cream? What kind do you prefer?
Not ice cream.
Is it
cake.
Chocolate cake? Is it vanilla cake? Is it a Victoria's
Princess
sponge?
Tort.
Princess tort, right.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
I like chocolate cake with, like, crunchy bits in it. That would be my real...
Okay, you've said this before. I don't understand. What is chocolate cake with crunchy bits?
Like, it's a layered cake.
Where do you get this cake?
I don't. I've never... Like, maybe once I've had it. Well, it's just a cake that has, like, something in the middle.
Cake a magic dragon?
It's a like, cake the magic dragon.
Okay, so, no, I need to know about this cake.
I like a fudgy dark chocolate cake. I think devil's food cake is probably what it's called. And then in the middle, like, something crunchy like Oreos that are crunchy. Here I go with Oreos again.
But you've never
a
had
layer
it?
Of crunch.
Or you had it once?
Well, it's more like I've had it in an ice cream cake. You know what I mean?
Oh, where like DQ?
Yeah. There's like a layer of...
Yeah, that fudgy layer in the middle?
Fudgy, yeah. Fudgy with some crunchy.
Okay, so you want an ice cream cake?
No.
Why is this so
it's
hard?
Too cold.
How do you not know what kind of cake you want? We're trying to get you a damn cake. I'm kidding.
But like a fudgy thing. Maybe the crunchy I've changed. Maybe some toffee.
See, I don't think she knows.
Toffee,
I don't think
smashed she knows toffee. At all. Something crunchy in there. Like you do a sheet cake layer and then put some fudgy.
Fudgy?
And then
Mike, if I went to a bakery and said, okay, hold on. I have a friend. She wants a cake for her birthday. I need devil's food cake, probably, and then fudgy.
Fudgy. And fudgy in there.
And then I need something crunchy.
Yeah, like a toffee.
The woman's gonna look at me like...
Score bars or something.
Okay, so you want a chocolate cake with Heath bar.
And
topic.
Then I like buttercream icing, too, on top. Yeah. Well,
Mike,
that's
I'd
my
like,
cake order.
I think I'm clear. I'm going to write it down. Chocolate cake, fudgy... Crunchy. Mike, I need to know, what's your birthday cake?
Just yellow box cake with some chocolate frosting.
Oh, that's MC.
Milk chocolate.
He loves that. Yellow
That's my
cake.
Favorite. Mm-hmm. Do you know our late friend, Ian?
Yeah.
He knew that was my favorite cake. Yellow box cake with milk chocolate frosting.
Sure.
He made one and brought it in one day. He was, I mean, just one more reason why he was the sweetest man.
Sweetest person.
Okay, so you want a yellow cake.
Exactly.
Milk chocolate frosting.
Perfect. That's it.
That's it?
That's truly it.
No fudgy?
No fudgy, crunchy. Just a little vanilla ice cream on the side.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, wait, say that again.
Vanilla just a little vanilla ice cream on the side. Nope, just vanilla if I'm coming to the cake.
New York vanilla?
Nope, just straight up vanilla.
Alaskan vanilla?
Sure, I would prefer Alaskan. That's
French?
Where I get my vanilla from.
French?
Remember all them different kinds of vanilla? Okay, so vanilla ice cream cake.
Yep.
Do you need ice cream, Dawn?
I mean, I like it, but I mean, that's a lot to ask, isn't it? Once you've gotten... To the point where you're requesting fudgy.
Yeah, if you got fudgy in there.
Okay, so
I
that's
do
enough.
like. Well, no, I really do. I would like vanilla ice cream.
You're okay. I don't want ice cream. It is hot in here.
All that down.
It is hot in here. Yeah, I just want my princess tort.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Your dog and your decaf.
My dog and my instant decaf and my couch and a couple
instant?
YouTube videos. It's instant because I'm not making a whole pot of decaf.
Okay.
So, great story. When we come back, Mike is going to spin his roulette wheel. Dawn is going to breathe through the rage of not getting a parking spot.
Oh, I got a good one today.
Did you?
Yeah, it's storming, and now I can just walk out with ease.
All right. We come back right here on My Talk. 1071.
Animals.
Hey guys, Bradley here for my good friends at Little Blind Spot and Hunter Douglas. Did you know that without energy efficient window coverings, a home can lose up to 30% of heating and cooling energy through its windows? According to the Department of Energy, when it comes to Hunter Douglas window treatments, energy efficiency and comfort go hand in hand. Hunter Douglas cellular shades are the most insulating interior shades available anywhere. While you might think your vinyl blinds are helping save energy, studies have shown that cellular shades outperform traditional vinyl blinds in terms of energy efficiency. Visit the Little Blind Spot showroom to explore how premium Hunter Douglas window treatments can enhance and elevate your home, delivering the utmost in sophistication and quality. Choose from different materials, styles, operating systems, fabrics, and colors to create your perfect Hunter Douglas window treatment solution. Check out the Little Blind Spot showroom in downtown Hopkins or online at littleblindspotmn.com.
The Little Blind Spot, we're big on service.
Welcome back to the show, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 1071. Everything entertainment. This is the time of day where we get to play a game with Mike.
Time now to play along. It's
Game Show Roulette.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
That's how we wrap up every single show with a little Game Show Roulette. I've got a roulette wheel. It's filled with game shows from all across the universe. We'll see where it stops, and that's the game show we'll play today. There goes the wheel. Mm-hmm. What's it going to be? What's it going to be?
Oh, my God. Hello, old friend.
We're playing a little match game today. And you know how match game works for Game Show Roulette. I've got four questions here. You're each going to have an opportunity to answer a question. You try to match as many celebrities as you can. Whoever matches the most celebrities will be able to go first in our super match.
Okay.
And then whoever has the best answer for super match will be our winner today. That is how it works. It's pretty straightforward, pretty simple.
Fabulous.
Now, I will let you know these match game questions this time around all came from the 2016 Alec Baldwin version of the show. So these are more modern questions, and usually they're a bit more dirty.
Okay, great.
Oh,
well,
because
so are we.
In 2016,
and
they
not
decided,
as misogynistic.
Well, a little less.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little less.
Don't
now, don't ask
great
me.
Expectations.
Don't ask me about the celebrities that were on the panel during those shows because.
Right.
Wow.
Okay.
There's a reason why the show doesn't exist anymore.
Really?
Okay.
That bad?
Were a
That's
lot
great.
Of, well, let's say they used a lot of comedians, and there were a lot of comedians that got in trouble not too long ago.
Whoa.
And
whoa.
A lot of them happened to be on that show. So let's go ahead and do this, though. We're playing a little match game. I flipped a coin. Bradley, it's Tuesday. You call it?
Heads.
It is tails.
Oh.
Don, you want a question A or question B for round one?
How about B?
You're going to go with B. All right, here we go. I'm going to read the question. You're going to hear the match game music. I'll then repeat the question, give you some time to think, and then I need an answer from you.
Okay.
Question number one. We all know the song, It's Raining Men. But if it was named after what women really want, it'd be called It's Raining Blank.
God.
Again, we all know the song It's Raining Men, but if it was named after what women really want, it would be called It's Raining Blank.
It's it's raining schmildos.
Schmildos?
God!
Wow. Did any of our celebrities say schmildos? Oh my gosh. One actually did. And by the way, it's supposed to be that one. We'll go with that one. It's not Family Feud. One celebrity said schmildos.
Okay.
I think it was Ice-T specifically is who you match with. Congratulations.
Oh, great. Any I knew we had a lot in common.
Yeah. So 1 point going over to you for question number one. Don, any other guesses on what you think might have been up there, Bradley? These aren't for any points.
I don't know. A housekeeper.
Yeah.
Money was number one.
Oh.
Okay. Two celebrities said money. Two celebrities said foreplay, and one celebrity said chocolate, and one said schmildos.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I was just like, get the work done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. That is question number one. Bradley, you get question number two. Question A, I guess, for round number one.
All right.
Clown College has gotten out of hand.
How out of hand has it gotten?
It's gotten so out of hand. This year, the freshmen were forced to go streaking wearing nothing but blank. Clown College has gotten out of hand. This year, the freshmen were forced to go streaking wearing nothing but blank.
I'm going to say clown shoes, Bob.
Clown shoes. Did any of our celebrities say clown shoes? Two of them did.
Ooh.
You match two celebrities with clown shoes. Don, did you have a guess?
Yeah, rubber nose.
That was going to be my
red nose. Three celebrities had said red nose for that question. The remaining celebrity answered face paint.
Okay.
So, again, it is a 2-1 score after clown shoes got you 2 points, Bradley.
Thank you. Nicely I'm sure done. There's a website out there for people who like naked clowns.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think?
That's true. I mean,
don't
if
Google
you can
it.
Think it, it exists.
No comment. We're going to move on to our second round. Dawn, you're trailing, so you get to choose A or B.
I'll do B again.
You're going to do B again. All right, here we go. Question B for round two. And again, whoever has the most points, match the most celebrities after we finish the second round is going to get to go first for Super Match. And whoever gets the best answer is going to be our winner today.
Okay.
Here we go. Mrs. Potato Head is totally fed up.
How fed up is she?
She's totally fed up because every night she stays home with the tots and Mr. Potato Head goes out and gets blank.
Oh.
Mrs. Potato Head is totally fed up.
Oh, no.
Every night she stays home with the tots, and Mr. Potato Head goes out and gets blanked.
Baked.
You're going to say baked. Did any of the celebrities say baked? Two of them did.
Ah, the clever ones.
The other celebrities, well.
Mashed.
Close.
Fried.
Smashed is what four of the other celebrities said. So
yeah,
mashed, smashed, yeah. So smashed is what the rest of our celebs said. So with that, it's a 3-2 lead in favor of Dawn. We got one more question for you, Bradley. You ready for it?
Yep.
All right, if you get one, you're going to tie things up, and then we'll flip a coin to see who gets to go first. Otherwise, if you get two or more, you'll get the option to go first. If you match zero of them, Dawn's going to get the chance to go first for Super Match. Here we go. It's question A for round two. I think my wife's new gynecologist used to be a cop.
Oh, God.
He begins every exam by yelling blank. My wife's gynecologist used to be a cop. He begins every exam by yelling blank.
I mean, what?
He begins yelling.
I think my wife's new gynecologist used to be a cop. He begins every exam by yelling what?
Stop thief!
Stop thief! All right, did any of our celebrities say stop thief? No. Don, did you have any guess?
Stop or I'll shoot?
Stop or I'll shoot.
Oh, God.
No. Not there.
Okay. I mean, that's
you're
like
under
an
arrest?
Old school cop.
The top answer was spread them!
Oh, God, I missed the obvious.
We don't get arrested a lot.
Three of the
celebrities. I'm also not at the gynecologist a lot.
I watch a lot of cops, so I got this one right away.
Yes,
three of the celebrities said spread them. Two said hands up. And one said freeze.
Freeze.
Or do you know how fast you're going?
Also would have been a great answer. Nicely done.
Oh,
all right. So with that, we head to the Super Match. We got less than a minute.
Oh,
let's
God.
Do this quickly. Dawn, tell me your best Super Match to this. What word or words do you think follows home? Home, H-O-M-E, home, blank.
Could it be more than two words?
It could be more than two words, sure.
Sweet home.
You're going to say home, sweet home. Okay, Bradley, over to you. Home, blank.
I'm going to say home, town.
Town. All right, here we go. We've got a 500, a 250, and a 100. Whoever has the best answer is going to be the winner today. Show us the $100 answer. That's home, sweet home.
Good answer, Dawn.
So you got the 100 answer. Let's see if Bradley got one of these other two answers. He's going to be the winner. Otherwise, you got it today, Dawn. The second answer for 250 is home alone.
Oh.
And the $500 answer is home office. Dawn is the winner today.
You won.
Woo. Congratulations.
Yes. Now I get an Italian castle.
No.
Yeah.
They don't allow it.
No, they don't want it. Yep.
That's a fun game. I'm glad we got to do that again.
Yeah,
Mike.
I like that game.
In a while.
Yeah.
Now, Dawn, good luck getting your parking spot tomorrow.
Oh, I've got it. Oh, tomorrow.
No, tomorrow. It's a whole new day tomorrow.
It's a terrible day because it's the sales people come in on Wednesdays.
Okay.
Wow.
It's actually.